4 TSW.
Morning, how you doing?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Here, just tinkering around on a few little projects. Enjoying the cool weather.
Yeah, I'm finishing up a project right now. I'm clearing a little path for a tree trimming truck to get in next week.
Almost sounds like work. I'm just putting a tie downs on a jack light pole for my antenna when I go portable.
Gotcha. I worked about 20 parks yesterday.
I did some hunting. Got a good many. The even did a late shift last night on some that were still out doing late shifts, so enjoyed it. Worked with a couple friends and see if we can make contact, and bands are not the best in the world right now, but we were able to make contact and talk a little bit, so that was a good thing. M4WHM.
As long as you can make it work, that's all that counts, right?
That's right. Yeah. The I got one of those jack light 31-foot carbon fiber poles and making some tiles on it so I can stake it in the ground, and so far it works pretty good. I just got through putting epoxy over the paracord to seal it up and make it where it won't slip.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I had to put up a new HF antenna because they're coming to take out the trees that I had my wire in, so I've been kind of experimenting with it.
Hopefully you'll be able to get it back up in another tree, and maybe, who knows, it may even work better this time. Sometimes it's the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Any plans for this Memorial Day? I'm going to cook a few ribs and potato salad and baked beans and a few other little things, and try to relax while I'm doing it.
I'm gonna clean up this mess they got here, and then the plan is when Mama gets off of work, then we'll grill some barbecue chicken and some macaroni salad and call it a day. KN4KFW.
Sounds pretty good. Can't complain there. I got two racks of St. Louis style ribs. I was gonna cook them on my green egg, but I decided I think I'm just going to cook them in the oven, make it a little easier on myself. I hadn't fired up the green egg this year yet, so I decided instead of wasting time on getting it ready, I'd just cook them in the oven.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go, and that's so I can get finished on this project here and be able to get back inside. So I'll say 73, hope you have an awesome day with those ribs, and look forward to catching you another time on the radio. KN4TFW.
Well, you have a good time getting things cleaned up and straightened out, and wish you only the best. M4WHM, I'm clear.
WHM, this is KO4ZEW. Did you say green egg?
Correct. I got a big green egg, the large model, and I usually cook my ribs on it, but like I said, I hadn't de-winterized it yet, so it'd take me a little while to get it ready to cook, so I'm just going to cheat and put them in the oven.
I've got one too, and I love it. It's a lot of work, but man, there's no flavor like it, that's for sure.
Correct. You can cook at low smoke at 225 degrees, or you can open it wide up and get about 800 degrees on a steak. So it's a fine piece of meat. machinery, that's for sure.
I use the wood coal only in it. If it's going to go a long time, I'll use the wood coal and add some Kingsford, but never any lighter fluid or matte light. I got to keep that ceramic pure.
You definitely don't want to use any regular charcoal or lighter fluid. I use the cowboy lump charcoal in mine, and it does a fine job. I've heard of people trying to use regular stuff in it and crack them and different things, but I've had mine for about 15 years and never had any problem with it using that lump charcoal.
I think I have mine about 10, 12 years, and I actually inherited one from my father-in-law, and he has brought it over when he was in Korea. He brought it over to the U.S., and it lasted until like early 2000 before it cracked, and I liked it so much, I was like, I gotta replace this. It was one of the original Komodos. Yeah, I replaced it immediately, and I have just loved it. A lot of work, but nice grill.
Out there, they're good grills. Like I said, you can smoke with them, you can cook steaks, anything in between. They hold temperature good, and I wouldn't give anything in the world for mine. I got mine sitting in a little table. I had a friend of mine make. So I got a little workspace beside it, and it does the job mighty fine. M4WHM.
I set a little table beside mine. I don't have one of those custom ones that fit in. But yeah, every now and then I have to replace the gaskets, but that's no big deal. That's what I just consider that maintenance.
Replaced the gasket a couple of times on mine. I mean, it's pretty easy. You just scrape them off, and I got a little wheel I put on the end of my drill to finish it off and get it good and clean and smooth, and then just put that gasket back on, and it's good for another 3, 4, 5 years, depending on whether I cook too many hot steaks. But smoking, that gasket will last a good 3 to 5 years, or at least mine does.
What about the mileage I'm getting, too? So I'm getting near the hardware store. I might just have to pick up some coal myself, now that you mention it. I got nothing to do today but read books, play with the kids, sit in the hammock, and then I'm back to it in the morning.
Into the hardware store, go ahead and pick up some of that lump charcoal, and on the grill. You can set it and forget it, kind of like a Ronco oven. I always tickle people with that. I said it holds temperature perfect. And, but yeah, get you some ribs or roast or pork butt or whatever it happens to be, and just let it do its thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got one of the Bluetooth thermostats, and I hook up my phone, and I have alerts set at certain temperatures if I need to go out and make an adjustment to the air, something like that. I can do that based on, I've got a meat thermocouple and an ambient thermocouple, so I can monitor the temperature of the air inside and the temperature of the meat, and do it from my phone with alerts to let me know when things are certain temperatures. It's a pretty cool addition.
Got a thermostat that hooks up to my phone on Bluetooth, and it does make it easy. I know usually for Thanksgiving I'll indirect smoke a turkey, and you just put it on about midnight, 1 a.m., and when you get up in the morning, it's ready to go. There's some fine pieces of equipment.
Done a duck on mine, but not a turkey.
duck, I just stand up that strip drain. It's got a lot of grease. Smoked duck, and that won't even make it to the plate. It gets picked apart while it's still on the platter.
I cook about a 12-pound turkey of mine, and to do it indirect, I cheat a little bit. I got a number 8 cast iron Dutch oven, and I just put it in there on top of the grill grate, put the turkey in it with some broth and veggies, and close it down and let it smoke, and it turns out perfect.
Try. Anyway, I'm here at the Ace Hardware, so I'm going to let you go. Been good talking to you. Happy Memorial Day. And this is KO4ZEW 73, and I'm clear.
Well, you have a good day, and don't spend too much money in the hardware store. That's one of my pieces of kryptonite. I always seem to buy something I don't need, but eventually I'll use it, so... Well, you have a great one. Good talk to you. This is M4WHM out of Lake Hartwell. I'll be clear.
WHM, AEC4AG, how's the water level there?
It's above full pool. We went to Anderson yesterday and went 29 by the dam, and I tell you what, there were so many people on the lake. It was actually ridiculous. And people parked on the side of the road trying to get in the day use areas. A lot of people on the lake. But the lake level is good, so that's good, so they can enjoy it.
Good. I haven't been in a while. We're headed back to South Carolina. We're headed back from Taylor's. We're seeing the family, and then we're headed back to Kentucky, where I moved there. I haven't been to Hartwell in a while. Last time I was there, it seemed like the water was down a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as it was, several years back. But I love Hartwell. That's a good place to go. I just curious as how it was out there. I'd like to come back down and go stay. We stayed last time we came down. Went to the lake. We went to, Tugolo State Park. I guess that's on the Georgia side. But we went there and rented a cabin with my family. And that was nice. Those little cabins are neat. It's a good... I grew up going there a lot, and I love it. I love that lake. It's just a fun lake.
It's a nice lake, and like I said, right now it's water is probably a little over full pool, and like I said, when we went across there at the dam on 29, you can see the Georgia and South Carolina side for a couple miles, and there were people everywhere, campers, boaters, day use. It was good to see so many people there enjoying it. I guess they got tired of Lake Lanier and finally figured out Hartwell, and here they are.
Hartwell on there. I tell you what, there were a lot of people at, we went to Paris Mountain yesterday. I took Dad, we went up there and we did a Podak basin. There's a lot of people there using their little day use area at the little pond, lake there, kind of, well, I don't know what you call it, lake or pond, but it was nice. But there's a lot of fun stuff to do there, too. Yeah, hear you saying you were smoking some ribs?
Took up a couple racks of St. Louis cut ribs, and, do the baked beans and potato salad and grilled corn, stuff like that. So have that for dinner tonight. It's about time for me to start getting things ready. I cooked the ribs the 2-2-1 method, where it's uncovered for 2 hours, covered for two, and then open them up and
let them set or get set with a little sauce on them. It works out good. Like I said, though, I may cheat. I may cook them in the oven today. I got a bunch of projects in the house, so that way I can keep a closer eye on them.
I ended up getting one of those pellet grill deals, pellet smoker. I got it at Lowe's. It's like a cabinet. It's like got a door on it. It wasn't as expensive as like the Traegers, and maybe not as nice, but it works great. And I can kind of like do a bunch of stuff, you know, or like when we own, like I can start it before we go to church, and we can. It could be cooking and they could just leave it, but it's hard to stand there all day smoking something when you got things to do. It's a compromise though, because I don't think it turns out as good as the stuff, you know, when you really do it, smoke it, but it's a compromise. It's to me anyway, but that's good. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to touch base with you, but appreciate you coming back to me.
Anytime. I'm usually around the radio here at the house. I got one, well, my ham shack, I got it, and then I got one sitting out on my porch. So I usually listen a good bit, and I'll jump in every now and then, but it's good to talk to you. Hope you have a good, safe trip if you're headed back toward Kentucky. And, those grills that are like the Traegers that run on the pellets, they're another one of those set it and forget it. They work well, so good luck with that, and hopefully you'll get you some kind of ribs or barbecue or something today. Well, 73's, my friend. Be safe, and have a safe journey. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear.
Very much, and I hope you enjoy your ribs. They sound great. M4WHM, 84-80. I'll be listening.
M4SKD, listening. KD, anybody on frequency?
UF Mobile.
UM. Name's Larry, KC4SKD, out running an errand, so I'll be in the truck here just for a couple minutes.
By 6 miles, and I'm headed up to Table Rock to go play a round of golf, so I'll be in here for a little bit.
Beautiful up here at Table Rock. Been a while since I've been up there.
Very nice.
I've been almost at the top, but I didn't start out early enough, so I had to start out and go back.
No, I haven't been hiking up there, but I got some friends of mine that live in Brevard, North Carolina, and we meet there at sunset there at 11 and 178, and there's a golf course, Table Rock, right there that we go play on.
I'm headed over to Mother's. Today is her birthday, so I'm going to take her a little something for her birthday, and then go back home and work on my list of stuff to do.
Enjoy that. You appreciate that. Good deal.
I had to go help Dad Saturday. He's doing some work in the shop, so I went to the Lowe's and helped him load up a bunch of wood on his truck, and then we got to the truck and loaded it, unloaded it, so he could start work today. So, anyway, always something to do.
You'd be bored, so that's a good thing to do. I'm surprised you ain't in there helping him.
I'm certain I will never, ever be bored. Never, ever, ever, till the day I die.
I can agree with you, man. I can agree with you. I'm sorry, personals on this end is Juliet Oscar Davy Yankee.
Anyway, all right, well, I'm almost there, so I'll go ahead and sign with you, and hope you have a good day playing golf, and all goes well. Talk to you later. KC4SKD.
KD, this is KM4MUF. Mike Uniform Foxtrot. 7-3s.
One more thing before you go. I hope you're still there.
Yes, sir.
grandfather has actually watched Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus play, and he had a little cardboard gyroscope that he bought and has both their signatures on it.
Very nice. That is cool.
About it was, it was in a chair when I was a kid, and I sat on it one day and crushed it.
Well, at least he's got it still, and it's got a little wrinkle to it, but it should be in good shape, right?
What happened to it after that? That's kind of a sad story.
Man, all right. That's comical. All right, enjoy your day, relax.
1KC4SKD.
KM4MUF.
For ZYX Mobile over in Spartanburg, headed towards Simpsonville. We'll be monitoring.